but I have my guest waiting, and he's a very, very busy gentleman indeed. The word galaxy, we're not talking about chocolate, we're talking about galaxy formation and space. And joining me on the line is, of course, a great friend of the show, David Moore, astronomer and editor of the Astronomy Ireland magazine. You're very welcome to the show, David. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Angela.
Nice to talk to you. You're a very, very busy gentleman. I could be speaking to you every second day of the week. Tell us a little bit about this subject of galaxy formation, which is going to be part of a lecture on Monday, February the 9th at 7 o'clock online.
Indeed. Yes, every month we invite a world-class expert to tell us something about some aspect of astronomy or space. And for our February lecture, we're delighted to have Dr. Stephen Gough Kelly, who's an expert in galaxies. He studied the Milky Way in particular, our galaxy that made every atom in our body after all, but also more distant galaxies. So he'll be able to explain how we fit in amongst the scheme of things. Are we unusual? Are we particularly big galaxy, particularly small? There are different types, galaxies that look like huge swirls, and then sort of blob galaxies that don't seem to have any structure in them at all. And we think we know now where they all came from and evolved from, but he is the world expert, and he'll tell us the very latest research aimed at the general public. We told the speakers, you know, they're talking to kids, people with no scientific training, probably didn't even study science at school. So if you want to sit back for about 45 minutes to an hour on Monday evening and listen to the very latest about our Milky Way galaxy, which you can then go out and look up and see in the night sky with your own eyes, then Monday night is the night for you.
Just, I mean, I remember as a small child looking in encyclopedias when they were a thing, and I used to always particularly love looking at the pictures of galaxies. I mean, what is a galaxy?
Yeah, I'm still fascinated by them as well. I'm into photography of the night sky, and I'm fortunate enough to have a big telescope and a decent camera. And if ever it's a galaxy near, maybe it's a comet I'm after or a planet, you can't help but try to photograph them. And I've photographed the Andromeda Galaxy so many times, it's ridiculous. But I think the fascination is that let's go back to the 1800s, when they first started seeing these through telescopes and they didn't know what they were. They called them island universes. And they weren't far off in that, you know, the universe is just a very big space with lots of galaxies in it. And the space between the galaxies is pretty empty and boring. The most interesting thing is going on in the galaxies. And we're pretty sure now what roughly happened was 14 billion years ago, the universe exploded from a tiny point in the Big Bang. It was very hot for the first 400,000 years, too hot for any matter to exist. But eventually it did cool down and the first atoms formed, and they made the first huge clouds of gas. And under gravity, those clouds, we're pretty sure, collapsed together to make solid objects, stars, and they can actually make bigger atoms out of the individual atoms that were made in the Big Bang. There's a whole process of carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, leading up to the atom iron. And they were all synthesized inside stars. Those stars, of course, lit up and made the galaxy visible. The universe, that was a dark place before that, became bright with all these galaxies. So now we see huge swirling star cities of perhaps a trillion, a million, million stars all spinning around what's probably a central black hole that's slowly but surely gobbling them all up, but making these very interesting patterns that he's going to show us on Monday night. They explain a bit more detail than I've just done, and with lots more graphics that obviously we can't do on the radio.
Well, I think you've done a great job, because for me listening, I mean, I'm drifting back to thinking about those pictures and everything you've just said now. They're all beginning to sort of just sit with me in a better way, because, I mean, they are a thing of beauty to me. But yet, when you describe the black hole theory as well, it's a strange place, space, isn't it?
Very, and it's absolutely fascinating. You know, if you're into detective stories, you'll love astronomy, because, you know, we weren't around 14 billion years ago. So how do we know what I just said is actually what happened? And the answer is we got lots of great evidence for it. You know, it's like stumbling across a car crash at a crossroads and there, you know, there being no witnesses and trying to figure out what happened. You know, it's obvious to us, we know what cars do. They ran into each other and the bits flew all over the place. But then scientific experts can figure out what speeds were the cars going at and what angle did they hit each other, all these kinds of things. And that's what we do in astronomy. We have to figure out what happened from the facts we've got 14 billion years later. And I know some of the details of our Milky Way. I'll be looking forward to getting an update myself on Monday. But slowly but surely, a lot of these galaxies merge together. And our Milky Way is a conglomeration of several dozen galaxies. And we can still detect evidence of these lesser galaxies that merge with our Milky Way. And there's even a chance that the huge Andromeda galaxy, one you can see with the naked eye just about in a dark sky, is going to merge with our galaxy in about 5 billion years' time. So don't worry about it just yet. And galaxies, actually, the stars in them are so far apart, two galaxies can practically pass through one another without the individual stars hitting each other. Now, there'll be a few interactions under gravity, but their surfaces won't actually strike each other. So for these 2 trillion star objects, galaxies, passing through one another without any of the stars hitting each other, there's a mind-boggling effect. And they can all be simulated these days in computers. I'm sure he'll show some of those simulations. They're absolutely fascinating because they take millions of years, so we're never actually going to see them happen. But we can simulate them in computers and speed it up, make incredible movies of how our galaxy got here. You know, all the big atoms in our bodies were made by all these stars in these galaxies. So it's a very real and important subject if you want to know the distant history of our evolution. Yeah. And there's a man called Dr. John McGorian, who's originally from Ireland, and he was the one that figured out that the black holes in the middle of galaxies actually controls how they evolve. And if it weren't for them being there, the galaxies would actually evolve much faster and there wouldn't have been enough time for life to form on the Earth. So we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for a giant black hole in the middle of our galaxy. We think there's one in the middle of every galaxy. And there's an Irishman that figured that out.
Fascinating. My goodness, you've got me completely enthralled now, David. I don't want to let you go at all. And I know you're busy. I mean, just finally, I know there are some people who say we're all stardust at the end of the day, but just thinking of the amount of change that's gone in space and also the planet Earth, isn't it amazing that we're still here in a way, that something hasn't hit us or that we're... Because, I mean, space is volatile.
Yeah, I mean, we've had talks before on life in the universe, and the problem with life in the universe is that we're only aware for certain of one instance, the one here on the Earth. And, you know, but again, you doing the detective story, we can work backwards to where we think it all came from. And there are a few glitches along the way, real problems we don't really understand. So, for instance, we're pretty sure if you make a soup of what was going on the Earth in the early millions of years, then you make bigger and bigger molecules, things like amino acids, the building blocks of proteins that are needed to make cells. And so you can sort of think, if we had a big old ocean-sized laboratory and sloshed it all around for a few million years, we could probably get single-celled life. But something happened, and it might be unique on the Earth, that two of these organisms decided to cooperate instead of eating each other, which they often did. And when they start to cooperate, they made multi-celled organisms. And they didn't do that for billions of years. So why did it happen on the Earth? Was it just a fluke? In which case life, multi-celled life like plants and animals is very rare. But there could be bugs on billions of planets in the universe. And we just don't know the answer to that question yet. And it's a fascinating area of research because it tells us where we came from, after all.
That's amazing, yeah. Finally, David, and thank you for being generous with your time, the Galaxy Formation online lecture with Dr. Stephen Gough Kelly is taking place, as you said, next Monday, the 9th at 7 p.m. And people can check in online.
Yeah, so it's all online, so you can watch from anywhere in the country. We're a national organisation. Done by Zoom, which is dead easy to use. If you've never used it before, just log on 15 minutes early. Your computer will do the rest. You can do it on a smartphone as well, and you can project it or do it on your smart TV, and the whole family can watch. So astronomy.ie is where you get your tickets from, and join the society while you're there. It costs about €1 a week. You'll be a member of Astronomy Ireland, the world's most popular astronomy society, which aims itself at beginners, the general public in particular. And also you'll see links to our social media, which is totally free. And one thing we'll be predicting this afternoon, I can give you a sneak preview, is there was we predicted an aurora last night and tonight. The one last night happened well after midnight, but it was phenomenally intense. I didn't see it because it was cloudy, but North America did. And there's another one due this evening. So watch out every day on our social media for whether there's going to be an aurora over Ireland or not. And lots more besides.
Fantastic.
Astronomy.ie, that's all you need to remember.
Absolutely enthralling. Thank you. Pleasure speaking to you, David.
My pleasure.
Continued success. All the best. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
David Moore there, and it mightn't be everybody's cup of tea, but it certainly is mine. I think if somebody landed a little spaceship out here, I'd run and I'd hop on and off I'd go on my adventures. Would I go alone? Ooh, I don't know about that. Would there be any volunteers? I don't know about that either. Anyway, a little bit of music now tied in with that interview. It's Christa Berg and A Spaceman Came Travelling. It's an old one, but it's very appropriate.